Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. So Harry Reid has decided not to run for re-election. Thank you, Harry. It's the 21st century. Harry Reid is 75. Of course, there are exceptions to the norm. We know people who are elderly and really have a good taste of technology, but not these people. Most people who are 75 can't hook up a cable or a smartphone. This guy has served three decades of unbelievable change, and he hasn't kept up with it, nor have any of his octogenarian companions. These are the people who make policy for this country, for the future, and they don't even understand the present. When the chairman of the Science and Technology Committee openly admits he's never sent an email and states it proudly, it's time for us to get these people out, regardless of party. They're not ready to lead us to the future because they don't even understand now. The big news this week, of course, the co-pilot who intentionally drove his plane into a mountain, killing everybody on board. And now we find out he had some serious bouts with depression. Again, depression rearing its head. If you don't have it or know somebody that suffers, you can't begin to understand the cavern of darkness and the size of the snakes that lived in his head. Now, I'm not making an excuse here. It was evil and awful, but I can grasp what happened. Depression is an evil monster, and it will engulf you. I mean, it's not just, oh, you know, I feel a little blue, or I'm having a bad day. No, this is a darkness that just consumes every fiber of your being. And you don't care what matters. Not at all. It's like that little kid song. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going to eat a worm. Well, believe it. If you suffer from depression, you are not alone, my friend. Get some help. There are people who will stand by you. Don't get consumed with the deep, dark thoughts in your mind. And, you know, thinking about it, you take your life in your hands every day. You know, you drive down the road. How do you know that somebody in the other lane isn't just saying to themselves, you know what, if I hit the gas and veer into oncoming traffic, all my problems are over? Hey, it could happen. Makes you think that maybe we should live each day as if it's our last. The planet would be definitely better if everybody did that, but that's a pipe dream. You know, humans aren't like that. They're not going to live each day as if it was their last. It's like my granddad used to say, people are no damn good. Put your money in canned goods and shotguns. But before we auger in here, let's come back up to treetop level and revel in the fact that we're alive. We are alive. It is a gift, and we need to use it. After all, it's Friday, the very last Friday in March of 2015. Oh, yes, it will never come back again. So live it. Suck the marrow from its bones. Pig out, pork out, freak out. For this, the last full weekend of March is in session, and you've got a week out.